All right, I think we're ready. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Eternum, so let's get started. I'm rolling to 215. Ah, tomorrow's Saturday, at last. I hope I can get a restful night's sleep. I have to train with Dahlia and join Nancy's yoga class in the morning. Remember that? At least both things are in the same gym. Fuck, this room sure is cold, and this terrible weather isn't helping. Ah, this'll help. Feeling warmer already. Looks like Penny hasn't uploaded anything today. Maybe she's waiting for Sunday. I'm sure we can take a few good photos for her. And it seems that Luna isn't on any sort of social media. The thing with her hands left me pretty intrigued. I usually don't believe in that kind of stuff, but I don't know, she seems sincere. We should find out more about her ability. I want to help her feel normal again. Well, time to hit the sack. I hope I don't have much trouble falling asleep. I mean, she's brushing her teeth. Continuing to brush her teeth. Remember, it's about 2 minutes. There was a basketball player that said, 2 minutes. I remember the ad on Ninja Turtles a long time ago. It's impossible. That Gem of Doom can't be real. There are only 10 of them in the world. It has to be fake, right? We have to bring it to an expert, or I could ask Idril the next time I visit the main nexus. Well, who cares? It's gonna be a fake for sure. Probably a knockoff. A gem of boom. But what if it's not? We'd be the owners of a gem of doom, like Thanatos. That server sure was scary, though. I hope we don't have to go back there ever again. And the worst part is that I couldn't show my powers to Grimm. I barely did anything, actually. You must think I'm a useless, scared kid. Luna seems quite strong. She told me she can summon a level 20 banshee. And Dahlia can carry a sacred great sword in one hand. And meanwhile, little Annie can't do anything but cower at the sight of anything even remotely scary or dangerous. Yeah, nice job impressing Grimm and Eternum, Annie. Well, to be fair, it didn't scare me that much. I mean, sure, I was scared in the server, but all fear was erased shortly afterward, after I, got back to the real world. Ugh. But who wouldn't have been scared? There's a frickin' zombie. Nah. I think she's like, ah. That's right. I'm not scared at all right now. I gotta give myself some credit for that. The old Annie would be in her room right now, hiding under the blankets and trembling with fear. Well, not anymore. I still remember when I watched The Ring a couple of years ago and I couldn't sleep for days. Now there's games where you can, like, bang the Ringu girl. Like, yeah, that's a thing they're working on. It took me a while, but I finally understood that the scary things in video games and movies stay there. There are no ghosts or zombies in the real world. Anyways, I should get some sleep. Since when does this hallway look so scary? Why is it so dark? It seems way darker than usual. I shouldn't have been the last one to go to bed. Oh please, that was the old scared Annie coming out there for a second. New Annie is not afraid of a little dark corridor. Let's just go to my room, come on. Did someone knock on the door? Yes? I'm probably just imagining things. Annie? Is something wrong? Oh, Grimm, I wasn't sure if you were asleep already. Nothing's wrong, I'm fine, it's just that... Well, you know, I was heading to my room and I... Let me guess, you're scared shitless after that horror server and now you're seeing ghosts and monsters everywhere. Perhaps? I told you, you shouldn't have played in Luna's server, Annie. You can't handle that scary stuff. Remember when we played Dead Space? Remember when I hadn't finished Dead Space? No, I seriously haven't finished Dead Space. I'm talking the original, not the remake. I know, but I didn't want you... I mean, I didn't want Luna to think I'm a scaredy cat. No, I haven't played the remake either. You're right. I'll go back to my room. Sorry to bother you. Oh, Annie, never change, all right? Do you want to sleep here tonight? Really? Can I? Of course, in the end, I only want you to feel safe. How can I say no? So thank you. It'll only be tonight, I promise. You can sleep here as many times as you want. You don't even have to ask, all right? But tomorrow, you're getting tasked with some eye bleach therapy. You need to spend all day watching videos of cute kittens on YouTube. I don't like seeing you scared. I will. Thank you. Anytime, Annie. Thanks. Eye bleach therapy. Boy, that's what I needed after that one game. Am I right, folks? So don't tell people in the Ion server that I got scared playing Eternum, though. Some of the girls there think I'm a badass. It'd destroy my reputation. I won't say a word, I promise. Hey, your room is so cozy. And you have a nice view of the backyard. It is pretty nice. My room faces the front yard. It's a nice view, too, but sometimes you can hear all the cars passing by. Well, time to sleep, I guess. Luckily, Luckily, your bed is big enough for the both of us. You could probably even fit 3 or 4 people on here. Yeah, it is. I gotta thank Nancy for that. For sure, she's been super nice so far. We gotta prepare something to thank her one of these days. Agreed. I'll think of something. Good night, Grim. Good night, Annie. Mmm, it smells so good. It smells like strawberries. Since when did my room start to smell so good? Oh yeah, I forgot that Annie came to sleep in my room. Shit, why are we in this position? Fuck, she's holding onto my arm. I can't move it without waking her up. She's probably used to hugging a pillow while she sleeps or something. Well, she's gonna move eventually, I guess. I hope she doesn't wake up before doing so, though. We're in quite an intimate position. I don't want her to think I'm trying to take advantage of her while she sleeps. I can feel her boob on my arm. It feels so... I fucking hate Credence weather. Oh my god, why are we in this position? Oh shit, I'm grabbing his arm. He must be thinking I'm trying something. This is so embarrassing. Are you awake, Annie? Yeah, sorry. Sorry for what? I'm the one who should be sorry. I swear I wasn't trying anything. I know, I was the one who grabbed your arm. I'm used to hugging Baloo whenever I doze off, so... Baloo? Oh, well, it's a stuffed bear that my mother gave me when I was 5, and... Well, you know, I got so used to sleeping with it, and... Oh my god, why did I say that? Now I probably sound like a child to him. Oh, I didn't know about Baloo. Well, I just like to hug something while I sleep, so it makes it hard when I don't have anything. I guess I could use a pillow, or I don't know. I'm stupid. Of course, Grim would never want to be with me. He probably just sees me as the little girl who still plays with stuffed animals, a tiny little thing that's barely tall enough to ride a roller coaster. I can't blame him, he probably prefers real women, taller ones, over 5'5", at least with a big butt and a nice rack. Well, damn! I'll always just be Annie, the best friend. I think that's so cute. You can hold on to my arm if you want. I don't mind. Oh god, look at how embarrassed she is. She's probably thinking that I'm a filthy pervert. I'm a fucking mess. She needs someone more mature. This is why I'll always just be Grim, the best friend. Well, when you woke up before I did... Let's try that one again, guys. Well, you woke up before I did, so I was probably making you uncomfortable. Nonsense, I could never feel uncomfortable around you. It was just, your shirt. Yeah, it feels a little itchy against my skin, that's it. Just the shirt, not you at all. My shirt is bothering you? Yeah, just itchy, you know? Jesus Christ, I need to come up with some better excuses. This one was even worse than when Dahlia caught me in the bathtub. Well, if my shirt is bothering you, I can take it off, only if you want me to. Gulp. Did I hear her correctly? What? My shirt. If it's making you itchy, I can just take it off. If it makes both of us feel more comfortable, then I don't really mind. I'm not shy. It's just a shirt after all, right? I'm not sure where she's going with all this, but I sure as hell want to find out. Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, as long as you don't mind, I think that would definitely help us both to sleep better. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Oh my god, is she really gonna do it? This doesn't seem like the Annie I've known since she was young. Is she trying to prove something? Oh man, what am I doing? I can't... No, you're a woman now, Annie. It's time to prove it to yourself and prove it to Grim. Holy shit, I've never seen her in such an intimate way. Well, apart from the time I used Chop Chop's glasses in Eternum, but I probably shouldn't mention that right now. My god, I can't keep my eyes off of her. This is really Annie. My Annie. The fact that she's willing to be so vulnerable with me. I swear to god, I won't let anything ever happen to her. If Axel or anyone else ever touches her again, I'm gonna kill him. This is okay, right? We're just friends getting a little more comfortable. Of course, not a big deal. After all, I've seen Shang naked hundreds of times. More times than I'd like, honestly. Yeah, I remember that one time he dove into the school pool and came out of the water missing his trunks. Everyone in class saw that. True, I'd forgotten about that. Be confident, Annie. You've made it this far. You can't turn back now. Well, hopefully you don't forget about this. Oh my god. I have now seen the light. My precious Annie. She's... Grim. Oh man, I must look weird or something. Annie, you are so beautiful to me. No. Oh, stop. I'm struggling trying to get over my embarrassment here. Your jokes aren't helping. I'm not making fun of you. I'm telling you the truth. Come on, I'm not like the other girls at school. I'm too short, too flat, and too perfect. That's what you are. Anyways, we should probably try to get some sleep now. Yeah, you're probably right. Any itchiness? Not at all. I feel much better. Mmm, good. Your skin feels so soft, Annie. It feels really nice holding you. So thank you. You can feel really nice, too. And I love your smell. Strawberries, right? Yes, it's my perfume. You smell like you, but I like it. I've always found your scent comforting. Oh my god, am I the only one feeling all this tension in the air? I want to make a move, but I don't want to overstep my bounds. Oh god, you must feel my heartbeat going crazy. I'm so nervous, but I can't help wanting more. She feels so good in my arms, her body and mine. Her chest moving with each breath. I feel so safe in his arms. His hold is firm, yet so gentle and warm. Damn it, she feels too good. I'm getting hard. I think I can feel him down there. Come on, Annie. Don't be so naive. You're topless in bed with a guy. What did you think was going to happen? But it's not just any guy. It's Grim. You've had a crush on him ever since you were 9 years old. You've been fantasizing about this moment for so long. Now it's finally here. What are you going to do about it?
What will you do? What will you do?
I really want to move things forward. But I don't want to scare her away. Annie has always been so special to me. If I try something and it doesn't work out, I couldn't bear the thought of losing her. I can't deny it. I want more of him. But what if I screw things up? I don't want to lose him. He means too much to me. We've been through so much together. Then again, this is a side of her I've never seen before. Maybe it's a sign. Should I... I've had too many regrets in life. I'm not gonna add another to that list. Time to take a chance. Annie? Yeah? I'm just gonna come right out and say it. I can't help it. You're really turning me on right now. Really? Well, I guess that's normal given the circumstances. But for what it's worth, you're really turning me on too. I'm sorry, I know I must be really poking you right now. Don't worry, it's okay. It doesn't bother me.
Well, here goes nothing.
It doesn't bother me. Really, Annie? Couldn't you think of anything better to say? Is that his? I'm sorry, Annie, I can't help it. You're driving me insane. Are you okay with this? Yes. You feel good there. But now I want to know how you feel back here. Oh God, Annie, does that feel okay? It does. Come here. Ah, you still good? Yes, but now I'm the one feeling a little uncomfortable. It's just my pants. They're rubbing against my... Maybe I can help you this time. Move aside for a second. All right. Can I take off your pants? Grim, I don't know if I'm ready to go all the way to not... No, of course. I just want to cuddle a little closer with you. That does sound nice. I just want to feel your soft skin. I'm sorry, I'm just a little nervous because no one has ever touched me there before or even seen it for that matter. Just you. I know. If it's too much all at once, we can just... Grim, I said I'm nervous, but that doesn't mean I don't want to. Pants off, right? To feel more comfortable. Yeah, to feel more comfortable. Alright. If this is a dream, please God, don't wake me up now. I can't believe I'm doing this. This is a side that I've never shown to anyone before. Holy! Oh God, now I feel even more embarrassed. Don't be. Let me get a better look at you. But better look? Are you sure you... I've never been more sure, Annie. I've wanted you for so long. Really? But I thought you weren't interested in me. Where did you get that idea from? You're perfect. And I'm not just saying that because I'm finally seeing your gorgeous body. You've always been perfect to me, inside and out. I just didn't want to risk ruining our friendship. What? Me either. Wait. This is all happening so fast. I'm still not ready for anything in there. But I do believe I was promised cuddles. You know I'm not one to break my promises. And don't you worry, I'm perfectly fine with going as slow as you want. Kissing her neck. Better now without those pesky pants? Yeah, much better. You're so warm. Do you mind if I move a bit? I want to feel all of you against me. Yes. Oh my God. Does that feel good for you too? Yes. Oh Grim, you're so wet. You like my dick gliding against you like that? Mm-hmm. Ah, I need to go faster. Please. You sure? Yes. Ah, oh my. Just like that. Not too fast. I'm so sensitive right now. Oh, Annie. Holy shit, this is really happening. I'm fucking Annie's thighs. She feels so amazing. Ah, the way he's grinding against my... I never would have thought I'd have a chance with him. Ah, Jesus, Annie. The way you're dripping all over my dick. Grim, you're making me feel so good down there. Ah. Yeah, just like that. Oh my God, it's bigger than my arm. How? Is that what they're supposed to look like? Well, I mean, not technically. Maybe an AVN. That thing is supposed to fit inside of me? All of it? There's no way on earth I could take all of it. Right?
You about to learn today. No.
Ah, my God. I'm almost there. How can he feel so good? I'm just rubbing against it. I wonder how he'd feel inside of me. But no fitting all that. That'd be impossible. I'm too small and he's just too big. Oh, Annie. I'm about to... Well, maybe with a bit of practice. I'm coming! Together we could. Ah! What? Oh! Oh my god! Poor Annie. She was not expecting that. Ah! Oh shit! I'm sorry, Annie. Oh god, I gotta go! What? Did I do something wrong, Annie? I'm sorry, I didn't know it was gonna be that much. No, it wasn't that. It was amazing. But then... Then you started to start thinking, you know? Like, what just happened? I got carried away, like I always do. I only came here to sleep, and then the next thing I'm doing that. I mean, I just stuck your thing in between my thighs before I've even gotten my first kiss. No, it's okay. You're good. I like you, Annie. I started moving, and then I couldn't stop, and now I'm not gonna have my fairy tale ending, because what kind of Disney princess romance begins with a thigh job? Annie, I was looking forward to this, but I didn't think it'd be like this. I mean, she's not listening to me anymore. We skipped like 14 steps in one night. We didn't even kiss. And why did it feel so good? Why am I naked? Why does this thing taste so salty? What will Grim think of me after all this? What? I'm right here. I'll tell you now what I think. How am I supposed to look at everyone tomorrow? I think. I need to think. I'm gonna go think. Good night, Grim. Good night. Shit, I hope she goes back to her normal self in the morning. I'll talk to her. I'll help her overcome her embarrassment. Gotta show her that this wasn't a mistake and it actually meant something. I need to help her realize she can let her guard down and be her true self around me. After what just happened. And the things she said, how she felt. Maybe something between us could work after all. Holy shit, all that really happened. That was incredible. That was my first time seeing Annie's secret kinky side, and I loved every moment of it. Maybe we can both explore it more together. Wow. Holy shit, it's not raining outside? Maybe I should buy a lotto ticket today. I hope it stays like this all weekend. Oh, finally! Saturday! Man, what happened with Annie last night feels like a dream, but it definitely wasn't. I should really talk to her about what happened. I hope she isn't regretting anything. Grim, are you up? Yeah, come on in. Good morning. Oh boy. Morning, Nancy. See, I remembered to knock this time. I won't forget after what happened the other day. Don't worry. I told you it wasn't a big deal at all. Nice outfit. Well, thank you. I was just about to head out. Can't be late for yoga class.
Yoga fire!
Not that yoga. Are you still planning on joining me? Of course. Cool. I'll see you at the gym then. Huh? We're not going together? Sorry, but I'm in a bit of a rush. I have to leave now because I'm picking up a friend along the way.
A friend?
Yeah, she's the mom of your classmate, Jamie.
Do you know him?
No, I don't think I've met him before. Well, to be honest, calling her a friend is a little bit of a stretch. She joined the yoga class after discovering I was going there too. Just between you and me, I think she's a bit annoying, but I don't want to get on her bad side since she's a co-worker and also happens to be the school's PTA president, because of course she is. Hey, I don't blame her. She probably thought yoga was the secret to your eternal youth. Oh, stop. Anyway, can you go wake up Dahlia for me? I have to go start the laundry and prepare everyone a quick breakfast before I go. I'll leave the food on the kitchen counter. Sure thing. Would you mind preparing me a bagel with cream cheese? Of course, no problem. I'll see you at the gym then. Okay, see you later. Dahlia and I are supposed to work out together after yoga. If I remember correctly, I think they both go to the same gym. I should ask her if she wants to come with me or if she's gonna come later. Oh, look at the cat. She's out like a light. Dahlia, good morning.
Okay.
Dahlia? Don't get too close to that cat. She must be in some deep sleep, and Carolyn looks like she's happy off in dreamland, too. Oh my god, this is adorable. I almost feel bad for waking her up, but she'll probably be as gentle as I can. Psst. Dahlia. Dahlia. Wake up, sleeping beauty. Dahlia. Huh? What the fuck? Ouch! The fuck is wrong with you? How long have you been watching me sleep, you fucking lunatic? I just got here. Shit, Nancy told me to wake you up. Why did you hit me? Well, you scared me. First thing I saw when I opened my eyes was you staring at me like a psycho. Damn, what a kick. Anyway, what's the rush? It's Saturday. It's supposed to be the day we can actually sleep in for once. I thought we were gonna train together today. Oh, yeah, of course. How could I forget? Today you're gonna learn what a real workout feels like. I'm not so sure about that. Dahlia, I've seen broomsticks thicker than your biceps. You're one to talk. Your abs are only visible because you're skinny. It's like a fat girl bragging about having boobs. It's cheating. It's not my fault. Women just have a tougher time building upper body strength. That's true. Part of the bodybuilders I know, female bodybuilders, they have to use the gear. That's just what it is. My real strength lies in my lower body. I don't doubt you there. I can squat 285 pounds, and I'll show you today. Well, all right then, I'll hold you to it. First, I'm going to yoga class with Nancy, though. Ha, sure, go ahead. You look about as flexible as a log. I still don't think it's very wise of you, though. Gonna exhaust yourself before the true workout begins? I'll get the wheelchair ready. Come on, let's get going then. Oh, look at that. There's Arnold there. Are you okay, Dahlia? Oh, it's from Pumping Iron. Great film, by the way. Classic. And Pumping Iron 2, The Women, is really good. It'll explain a lot of what I'm talking about with female bodybuilding. Made in the 80s, but still very... Especially if you like the Muscle Mommies. This is like the precursor to the Muscle Mommies. Before there was Muscle Mommy was even a thing, there were these girls. Dahlia? My back! What? My back! I think I just tweaked it. I can't move. Oh, shit! Should I call an ambulance? No, this has happened to me before. I must have lifted too much weight yesterday. Missed 285 pounds on the squat rack, huh? It'll heal with rest, but now I'll be out of the gym for at least a week. Oh, thank God, I thought it was more serious. Don't you understand? The weightlifting competition is next week. And we literally do have a muscle woman that she's going against. Even if I'm healed by then, I can't afford to miss out on a whole week of training. Not after all the progress I've made this entire year. Michele will humiliate me again. She'll humiliate everybody. That one girl, Nicola... I don't know, she's a Russian female bodybuilder. Absolutely massive. That's what Michele reminds me of. And everyone is just gonna laugh at me. I'll be Creighton's biggest loser yet again. I'm a miserable mess. Come on, come on. Don't talk to me. Don't talk like that. It's no big deal. Can you sit up? Let me help you. Why don't I give you a massage? I'm known to be quite the massaging miracle maker. I remember when Chang hurt his back pretty bad when he tried to climb onto the roof of our school a few years ago. After that incident, I watched a Cambodian masseur on YouTube and learn how to give massages for muscle injury relief. He was back to normal in no time. How romantic. Well, I hope you know what you're doing. I do. Just trust me. But first I need you to relax your muscles a bit. Try thinking about something else. Thinking about what? I don't know. Did you get to play a tournament last night? Yeah, I did for a little while, but I didn't find anything good. How about you? I played with Annie and Luna. We ended up finding something that could be pretty important,
but we're not sure yet.
Whoops. What? What'd you find? I'll show you when we play together next time. It'll be a surprise. Bah! Speaking of Aeternum, have you heard anything from Jerry? Oh yeah, he continues to text me every day. He ended up losing his level and entire inventory. I tried to explain that you and I couldn't recover his stuff because we ran into Thanatos, but he doesn't believe me. He's convinced that you killed him with some dirty trick. Nonsense, the ogre killed him. That's what I told him, but he didn't see any ogre. Well, yeah, probably because he pretty much got insta-killed. Poor Jerry. Well, I hope he's able to rebuild his account soon. He seemed nice. I feel so bad for him. He's definitely a bit of a pain sometimes, but I'll admit he's a good spellcaster. I think he'll be able to recover pretty quickly. Well, I think we're just about done here. Feel any better? Heck, yeah, actually. I do feel a bit better. Not bad, Mr. Magic Hands. I'm going to grab you an ice pack real quick. Just leave that on your back and get some rest. Lie down, watch TV, play some Aeternum, whatever you prefer. I'm going to give you another massage tomorrow. We have to continue working your muscles. If you listen to me and don't try to sneak off for a secret workout, you'll be recovered before next Friday. And you'll be stronger than ever. Okay, I trust you. Thank you, Grim. Anytime, Dahlia. Annie! Good morning! Dahlia! Morning! Annie, do you have a minute? I wanted to talk to you. Me? I can't. I have to... I'm late for... I gotta be at the... Oh, man. She's gotta go to the car wash. Her boat, you know... runs away. I've got to go see the dry cleaner to get my boat washed. At the carnival. No. That was weird. She seemed more shy than usual. Yeah, maybe she had a rough night or something. She probably needs more time. I'll try to talk to her again tomorrow. Anyway, you're going with Mom to that yoga thing, right? Yup. I should actually get going now or else I'll be late. Okay then, well have fun. Our training has obviously been postponed, but only until I'm back in action next week. Don't think you're getting off the hook that easily. Of course not. I'm looking forward to it. See you later. Bye, and try to take it easy. Maybe watch some videos about Arnold talking about, you know, how to train your body properly so you don't deadlift 285 pounds thinking you're the baddest bitch in the land. 285 pounds! Here we go! Oh, my back the next day, because that's seriously what's going to happen. As a guy that does do some weightlifting, I'm going to tell you right now, if you go stupidly heavy, you might feel good, but then maybe a few hours later, maybe even the next day, you're like, oh my god, what did I do yesterday? What the hell did I do? Here I was thinking I was Superman, He-Man, and Goku all rolled into one. And then, nope. My back says, uh-uh, you're not doing that again. Now for a while, Mr. He-Man. All right, so, at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time with more Aeternum. A few minutes later. There we go. More Aeternum coming up next week. Look out for it, guys. I should be able to do it, but I'm not real sure because it is my birthday week. And, things happen. But we'll definitely bring it back. Don't worry. You'll get more Aeternum this month for sure. Stay tuned.